This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and here we go. This is the last weekend before the most important election in our time. And it is, without a doubt. I know what the media polls say. They say exactly what the media wants them to say. I know what the non-media polls and literally every other indicator say, that Trump is going to win in 6 days or whatever, you know, what is it now? 4 or 5, I mean, shortly. And one reason is the excitement for the president that is bubbling up out there. I haven't seen this before. I think it was sort of this way during Reagan's time, but I served in the military during Reagan's time, and I was overseas for a lot of that. Doesn't it seem kind of weird that the biggest corruption scandal in American history is entirely AWOL from the mainstream media? If your answer is no, well, exactly. I'm not surprised either. And that may be the scariest thing about this unprecedented flex toward this soft totalitarianism. I see everything coming up on TV. I see all these people, you know, pulling up in their Porsche Cayenne, getting out with a MAGA hat. Just down the road, thousands of people gathered for a rally with no Trump or Pence in sight. And this was in Ted Lieu's district in California. You can tell anybody about, you can tell me, you, about polls and the electorate makeup and all that stuff. And even in deep blue California, people are coming out for Trump. And this does not undermine the shy Trump theory. A lot of these out Trump folks work for themselves or are not married to shrews or are otherwise invulnerable to anti-Trump retaliation by the woke Gestapo. The fact is that people are pumped. But if you look at Hoover's baby's daddy, or baby's baby daddies, or baby's daddy daddy, he couldn't attract a crowd if they were pouring free Mad Dog on Skid Row. Scamala is doing her awkward booty shaking on stage before spare audiences, and it's cringe central. They airdropped Obama into Philly to pester a few passersby with a bullhorn, and it's pathetic. My anecdotal experience, and right now I trust that over all the MSNBC CNN polls in the world, showing Biden plus 37. A lot of folks who did not go for Trump in 2016 are coming around, and two, almost no people are migrating from Trump to Biden. And now the non-Trumpers in 2016 might have disliked him or gone for McMuffin or didn't vote at all. And some are, you know, are like a rapper known for some reason I don't want to know, his Lil Pump, who tweeted Trump hate in 2016 and in 2020, tweeted a foul video expressing his support for Trump's tax policies in impolite terms. Valid, sort of, you know, coarse, but valid. Not going to tell you where to go look at that one. But in short, there are lots of reasons more people are moving to Trump. And as for those moving to Biden, this brings us to our next thing to discuss, which is, what the hell is wrong with these people? What is the thought process that leads you to not only hassle your dying dad about who he is voting for, but to post a video about it with this look on your mug like you're expecting a pat on the head? If you haven't seen that, go check it out. I think you can find links to that at townhall.com. That lunatic's father is terminal, and he was a Trump voter. So Nightmare Daughter decides to pester him to the point where he finally tells her he voted for Biden. I hope he was lying to shut her up. But the really horrifying thing is that this hell spawn thinks that all that she did was okay. And basically, like many Democrats, she considers emotional blackmail and intimidation to be just fine. And, you know, you should think about that. She can't win an argument. She can't convince him. No, she basically has to tell him to do as she commands or he can die alone. And this isn't something that was, you know, sick to do, because sick people can't help it. That's evil. And evil, choosing to be evil, is a choice, after all. And like I said, I hope he lied. But here's the strangest part of the unanimous mainstream blackout of the outrages of the Biden crime plan. It's that we aren't more shocked. Now imagine 10 years ago if someone told you that all the mainstream media outlets would give a full and complete pass to a presidential candidate in October whose brat was there in black and white, hustling influence and dollars from foreigners. And let's not even get into what's there in full and atrocious color. And we all knew the media was garbage back then, but if someone told us the media outlets would conspire and consciously decide to jointly refuse to report on it, except for the vaguest of the GOP pounces terms, we would think that person would have been nuts. Why, they would be all over it. But fast forward to 2020, and that's exactly what has happened. Aided by giant corporations who own the social media platforms, and we're like, oh yeah, figures. And that Twitter shut down a newspaper's account, New York Post, because it is reporting things Twitter does not think you should hear. And that the entire mainstream media support this corporate censorship of the press. Likewise, that gets a shrug, if not applause. This should be shocking the hell out of us, but no one is surprised. Now, I'm sure the short-term advantage in this election gained at the cost of any remaining shreds of credibility will be totally worth it for the media in the long run. When that mean old Trump is gone, things will totally go back to normal. Totally. Unfortunately, that's not true. I hate the mainstream media. And that's a long stretch for me to get out there and tell you that I hate anything. And I do it because of what they have become. I would like to see them detonate like Ground Zero during the Tsar-Bomba test. And given a chance, I would put them at Ground Zero. But nothing I could ever do could even approach inflicting the damage on it that the mainstream media has inflicted upon itself. And this is the entirety of everything you're seeing right now. All the polls, all the pollster, all the poll companies, all the prognosticators. Journalists are not supposed to be prognosticators. They have prognosticators as guests. You know, somebody that, you know, maybe an odds maker or something like that. They don't get out there and you know, Don Lemon got out there the other day and was he thinking that Trump supporters have mental illness or something? I can't remember. Whatever he was doing, trying to prognosticate and trying to shape opinion is not journalism. This is nothing new. You knew this already. But I'm just reminding you that we got a guy out there running for president right now that has a good portion of the country that wants him to succeed, who has ripped, you know, he's been in government for 47 years, and he wasn't a millionaire when he went in, but he's a millionaire now. And he's pimping his children out and taking half of their take home. It's like a shakedown. And he's doing it in the family. And he's doing it by taking advantage of his, his position. It shouldn't surprise me. It shouldn't surprise you either. But here we go. We are now in the glide path. We have to maintain where, you know, all this momentum for just a little bit longer. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Pension business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, the next few days are going to be like a Cat 5 hurricane on mainstream media spin and the Democrat bull shift designed to make you think that you've already lost this election. They want your morale shattered, your spirit broken, and you to put a lid on your participation in saving your country from leftist tyranny. What you're going to watch, what you're going to see, you need to keep a few things in mind as you observe these things. First of all, it's all a lie. It's a psychological operation designed to keep you on the sidelines. Just like exit polls. Exit polls are all designed for you to see, well, he's already won the state. What's the point? I'm just going to stay here and have some popcorn. We have this. We got this. All you need to do is vote. I have said many times that the leftists can only have that which, or only get that which we give them. And it's not about, you know, some people will tell me, well, at least you're giving me a little hope. I've got plenty of hope, but the reason I have hope is because things are going our way. I'm not one of these people to get out here and go, well, let's go down with the ship. No, I want to be a winner. There's a lot of things that everybody's ignoring. You have structural factors like the fact that incumbents tend to win, particularly when the economy is improving and we're not in some idiotic new war. You have factors like how the Democrat candidate is a desiccated old weirdo who pretty much called a lid on his campaign back in July, and whose corruption is being shown to be more corrupting every single day. You have manifest enthusiasm for our guy and tumbleweeds for theirs. You have people moving from Hillary to Trump, but nobody moving from Trump to Grandpa Badfinger. Trump dominated the debate where Oldfinger doubled down on his deeply unpopular program of destroying millions of oil industry jobs, single-payer, and Matlock for all. On the inside, the insiders almost unanimously think Trump will win. And that's the real talk behind the scenes among the people whose names you know. Early voting numbers are extremely GOP-friendly, and many polls now show Trump moving up or taking the lead. We have the heat. We have the momentum. And it's ours to lose. But the establishment is going to try to psych you out because you are in total control of the one last piece of the puzzle, which is your vote. 64 million of you have already voted. Your family and your friends' votes, 64 million of them have already voted. The votes of patriots, you get the picture. All the pieces are in place for another tremendous victory for freedom, another stunning, hilarious repudiation of the smug leftist twerps who want to make you into a serf. You just have to supply that final piece. And that's where they want to disrupt you. They will tell you that you are losing, that the guy who can't outdraw a Bolivian Foggett cover band is going to lose to the king of all rallies. Foggett was a 70s rock band, children. Look at the polls with Krusty up to plus 12 and see who ran them. Mainstream media companies and colleges. Totally Trump's demographic, I know. They've demonstrated their incompetence and dishonesty in everything else they do. But are you going to buy into the idea that when they do polling, they're going to be nice and honest? Is that what you're supposed to do? Oh, we were totally off in 2016, but we totally get Trump voters now, and we can poll them accurately. Oh, we've been doing everything we can to make sure you don't hear a thing about the evidence showing Hoover Biden was auctioneering off intros to Pappy for a couple of hookers and a baggie of crank. But we're going to be totally honest about our Democrat plus 15 weighted polls. You can trust us, because we're the press. Then they hint that if you vote, it won't count because they'll just steal the final score. All this talk about election fraud, which is exactly what they want. They want you scared of fraud. They want you to think, why bother since dead people's ballots will swamp mine? Now, normally this is not the case, but the GOP is actually on the job this time. We're winning the vast majority of election court cases, and we're going to be there on the ground watching the counts. I've seen what the Philadelphia District Attorney and the Attorney General of Pennsylvania have told Trump's people. Okay, whatever you say, boys. Remember, you can only steal a very close election. Think of the logistics of just filling out 10,000 ballots. And the red flags that would go up from Republican observers if someone backs up his Chevy to a count room with 3,000 Biden ballots he just happened to find in his trunk. Election theft is possible, but it's not very plausible. It's very hard when someone's looking, and impossible when it isn't razor close. Your vote will count, but only if you cast it. Then they threaten you. If you patriots dare stand up for your rights and exercise your sovereignty by appointing a justice who's read the Constitution, we'll get revenge. If you re-elect Trump, we'll take to the streets. Conform or else. Bring it, punks. Fear is their friend, but you have nothing to fear. Their revenge is just more hot air. Their riots will burn down their own garbage blue cities. Their second try at a civil war will be over quicker than Hunter's career in the Navy. The Democrats are 0-1, and their team is way too late to the Second Amendment Party. Get your mind right. We got this. The only thing left to do is win this, or to win this, is to go out and win this. Get up, take that ballot, get it filled out, and get out the door. And if you're waiting until Election Day, vote early, and then help somebody else vote. Places like California, they can ballot harvest. The Dems were totally flabbergasted when the Republicans there started collecting and dropping off ballots, too. The GOP isn't supposed to get into that game, but you need to get in the game and to play by the rules of the game in your state. You might not be able to ballot harvest, but you can still get help, you know, help to get the souls to the polls via projects like Keep America America. So don't buy the lie. And we win this if we just take that last step, filling our ballot straight GOP, even if that means marking for intermittently annoying people like Lindsey Graham and Susan Collins and the insufferable Ben Sasse. That's all you've got to do. Think about the leftist tears that will flow when the networks are forced to croak out the magical words. We project that President Donald J. Trump has been reelected, followed by it appears that the Republican Party has kept the Senate and has won a majority in the House. Think of the Ben Rhodes breakdown, the Midler freakout, and the sight of Nancy Pelosi handing over the gavel. She would cry if the Botox hadn't locked her tear duct shut. All you have to do is not fall for the latest lie. To reject the okey-doke du jour and get woke to the fact that we will win this all. Vote. Then help somebody else vote. Rinse and repeat. We got it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden began their final arguments today with swings through the all-important Midwest, both covering much of the same ground today, but they brought diametrically opposed messages on the coronavirus crisis. At a rally in Michigan, Trump brushed off the deadliness of the virus. Biden focused his remarks in Iowa on what he said was Trump's surrender to the virus that has infected more than 9 million people and killed over 230,000. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says a stimulus deal should have been reached weeks ago. Navarro called it a tragedy that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi refused to reach a deal with Republicans.
Behind the scenes, we had a very robust offer to her, but I think she basically wanted to tank the economy to hurt the president.
This is USA Radio News. While President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden were making last-second pitches in the Midwest, Tim Berg reports on other all-important races.
Democrats have their sights set on winning the Senate, which could possibly give them control of the House, Senate, and White House. As far as the Senate goes, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says,
it's a 50-50 proposition. We have a lot of exposure. This is a huge Republican class because it's the class that took the majority in 2014, and now I've got a lot of people up. 23 Republicans, only 12 Democrats. There are dogfights all over the country.
And the Pentagon has created a new civilian position in the Space Force that will eliminate a layer of bureaucracy. The Defense Department naming Justin Johnson as the acting Assistant Secretary of Defense for Space Policy, the senior official that will oversee the Pentagon's space warfighting policy. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm not very much for conspiracy theories. Right now, one of the things going around is this little thing where a lawyer for Q Incorporated, QLLC, he got out there and made a postulation about what the ATF might do. And now there's a lot of people out there that have picked this up and are running with it, saying this is what the ATF is going to do, even though the ATF hasn't put out anything about this. And this is where, for me, in the Second Amendment advocacy, where conspiracy theories sort of go awry. When a story that isn't real begins to take on a life of its own, and people begin to react to it, especially right now, with this election so close, we just have to focus long enough to get this part done, and we can get back into the details of what we do, of our day to day. That's where conspiracy theories sort of bug me sometimes. But there's an old joke out there that even paranoid people have enemies. And that could be expanded to say even conspiracy theorists sometimes stumble across a real conspiracy. Now, this past week, on his Wednesday night show, Tucker Carlson said a source had sent documents about more Biden shenanigans to Fox News' New York office. Carlson's producer forwarded the documents to L.A., where Carlson was interviewing Tony Bublinski, but the documents vanished along the way. Carlson explained that on Monday, his producer deposited the envelope with a major American shipping company. However, by Tuesday morning, the shipping company notified Carlson's team that the envelope was now open and empty. Now, why this would shock anybody is beyond me. Okay? That's beyond me. The other day, I have three grandchildren who know exactly how to tie me into a knot. And we ordered some clothes for them. And we ordered them from a company who used a major shipping company, UPS. Now, these clothes were originally situated in Gainesville, Georgia. And so I live in the upstate of South Carolina, which is maybe, I'm going to guess and say, 3 hours away from Gainesville, Georgia, as the crow flies. And apparently UPS shipped them from Gainesville, Georgia to Salt Lake City, Utah. Now, I'm being told of these patterns and all these other things they have in place. And but I'm just wondering, you know, I only paid $43 for all of this stuff. How much shipping did I get out of that to where they would fly it to Salt Lake City? If you have sensitive information in a military standpoint, if you have sensitive information, why didn't they take that producer and put that in a briefcase and put that producer on a plane and fly it to wherever it was going personally? What was more important than that? Tuesday morning, the shipping company notified Carlson's team that the envelope was now open and empty. They carefully tracked the envelope's progress across the country, beginning in Manhattan. They learned that at 3:44 in the morning on Tuesday, an employee noticed that the envelope was open and empty. The company interviewed every employee who touched the envelope and searched the drop-off office, the airplanes, the trucks, and the sorting warehouse through which the envelope passed. And it found nothing. And according to Carlson, the company has no idea what happened and doesn't like it. Okay. Here's what I would tell you. This is what I would tell you about Fox News. Not about Tucker Carlson. Tucker is I find him to be reliably conservative. But Fox News is lurching left, and it's almost like they're being run by Democrats. If you go look at their website today, they're still talking about how Biden probably going to win the election, which means they're copying and pasting, and they're not doing any critical thinking, which is what journalists are supposed to do. But I digress. This was an inside job. Somebody knew that was happening in Tucker's staff. And let somebody know, and they bought somebody on the inside of that shipping company, and that's what happened. And them looking for it and finding nothing and being upset about it, well, okay. That was a strategic, unforced error. My first question would be, did you guys make copies? Did Fox News in Manhattan make copies? This is just common sense when allowing something unique and valuable, you know, when you have valuable information and it's going to leave your custody to have a backup. Now, let's discuss what they think is the paranoid conspiracy theory part. This theory's predicate is that it wasn't random at all. That of all the envelopes that passed through the shipping company's hands, this was one that ended up open and empty. If the document's vanishing wasn't accidental, it means that someone knew what was in the envelope and could track it until the point at which it was intercepted. And, like I said, there's only two reasonable choices for that someone, a Fox News employee, and possibly, given the status of the deep state, we now have to think and consider that a member of the intelligence community got involved in this. The Fox News employee would have known what the envelope contained, but there's very little likelihood that the employee would have had the resources to track the package and abscond with the contents. This would actually take surveillance of a sort, and that's the resources to track the package. And if that's true, the most likely suspect is someone working in government intelligence. Now, I don't think this is an indicator that they're spying on Fox News, although some people might say that. But I think this is an inside job. I think somebody got paid and Yeah. But it sounds like a plot of a silly novel or movie. But a lot has changed in 4 years. We've learned that actors in America's intelligence agencies have actively engaged in spycraft within the American borders to affect political outcomes. And they did attempt a coup against a duly elected president. Why shouldn't we assume that the same swamp rats would interfere with the media to protect one of their own? And incidentally, when I say one of their own, I mean someone whom they control. America's spy agencies must have been fully aware of Biden's activities. And probably what they did, they allowed this to go on. I mean, we're talking about drug problems, sexual excesses, big money deals. So why did they not do anything about it? And when you think about it, you would say, well, that doesn't make any sense. Unless they were to use this to try to capture and retain all this information as part of a black file to use as leverage and control later on the Biden administration and likely the Biden family. And the transparent lack of effort by the U.S. intelligence community to intercept the Biden issues, which we now know they've been being looked at for money laundering for a long time. And all of this sounds really far-fetched to me. But it's almost as far-fetched as the deep state, you know, the intelligence community trying to, you know, institute a coup against a duly elected president. So until we hear that these things were found safe and their temporary absence had an entirely innocent cause, I'm wondering if it wasn't one of our own, one of our boys, that made this happen. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
One more time, then I have to have my spine decompressed. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Things are looking like they're beginning to ratchet up here, and there's without a doubt there's going to be starting next week. There's going to be some things that are going to be sort of alarming that we're going to see happening here in the United States, but. Once again, in Philadelphia, we've had police officers who had a guy coming at them with a knife who decided to commit suicide by cop. His own family was trying to hold him back, and he still kept on coming, and the cops kept retreating, trying to keep from shooting him, and finally, they shot him. So now we have, once again, another backdrop of Antifa Black Lives Matter rioting in Philadelphia, and police found what looks like a truck bomb. An abandoned truck left in the middle of the street loaded with explosives, which if they've gone off could have been disastrous. And we get this from some news outlet. An investigation is underway in Philadelphia after police found explosives and other suspicious cargo inside a van at Logan Circle on Wednesday night. Action News learned that police recovered propane tanks, torches, and possible dynamite sticks from the van. The bomb squad is investigating. There's no immediate word on who owns the van or if anyone has been arrested. The discovery comes as the city remains on heightened alert following nights of unrest stemming from the police killing of Walter Wallace Jr. Now, if this is what it looks like, this is a signal to all of us that the domestic terrorist war in America is going to a newer and much more dangerous level. If you were to run a working analysis on their actions, you would suggest that up until now they've been content with burning and looting and, you know, creating big fires and assaulting the cops and the elderly and terrorizing outdoor diners. And it may be that the impact of that is worn off and nobody pays as much attention to that now. And with an election on, some Democratic politicians suddenly are tutting their looting and violence, so to stay scary and relevant, they're going to take it to a sickening new Weather Underground-style level with truck bombs. This is the kind of thing that happens in the Middle East. This is the kind of thing that you see in Europe. This is the kind of thing that went on in Medellin, Colombia in the 80s and 90s when drug lord Pablo Escobar, who was working with the Marxist M19 urban guerrilla movement, sought to take over. He borrowed the idea and training from the Irish Republican Army to spread terror and empty the streets so that only the drug lords would have freedom of movement. If you were to go to Medellin now, people would tell you that they were terrified to walk down the street because any parked car could be a 2-ton mega bomb. Public art was a target, too. A huge bronze Botero statue depicting peace had a bomb planted on it, and it was torn to shreds. They weren't trying to kill anybody. They were trying to spread terror. Then there was the Weather Underground, where they were there, too, bombing and killing to cause terror, a logical outcome of the 1960s, and the woke radicalism and campus protest. Bill Ayers, who eventually became young Barack Obama's mentor, was the leader of the orgy of robberies and bombings and killings and ending the life of at least one police officer and spreading terror and mayhem as an adoring media romanticized them. Guilty as sin, free as a bird, is what he sneered when a wokester jury let this son of a corporate titan all for his many crimes at trial. And after that, he went to teach in public universities, which he still does to this day. As he was developing woke curricula for schools to teach children to hate their country, he would say, "I don't regret setting bombs. I feel we didn't do enough." He told that to the Times in an interview that ran on 9/11. He's also the stepfather of San Francisco's chaos agent, District Attorney Chase Abodin, whose refusal to prosecute violent crimes has left victims furious, and San Francisco is now a hellhole. The Weather Underground, with its alliance with the Black Panthers in many ways, is comparable to the Antifa BLM chaos duopoly of today. Now, there's still no word on who was responsible for the truck filled with explosives at a time of riot, but there's a pattern that suggests a good place to look might be Antifa, which creates a whole new kettle of worms. If they're going to start doing paramilitary stuff, then this is going to take a whole different level of things to defeat them. This is going to take a ramping up on the side of the government, or depending on where it's, you know, if it's in an area where Antifa and is being held, if the police are being held back against Antifa and BLM, you might see the rise of a citizen group. Because here's the problem with all of these places. There's 20 million plus veterans out there today. A lot of my old buddies from Germany live in Washington State, as an example. A lot of these veterans are not going to sit back idly forever and watch a bunch of stuff happen in front of them. And if they become aware of who else is out there around them that are like themselves, then who knows what happens. James J. Carafano of the Heritage Foundation has an excellent analysis of just how likely it might be that the de facto truck bomb could be linked to Antifa and BLM based on what's happened so far with their past riots. He writes, "For starters, the violence is organized criminal activity. The same destructive activists have been identified at different times in different cities around the country. For example, in August, 8 members of the Seattle-based group Riot Kitchen were arrested after wreaking havoc in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Such groups are well-supported, as seen in the viral video of a rent-a-U-Haul truck that appeared in Louisville, Kentucky, immediately after the grand jury verdict was announced in the Breonna Taylor case. The truck was stocked with riot gear and anti-police banners. They are well-funded. In Grand Rapids, Michigan, for instance, the Michigan Solidarity Bail Fund posted $120,000 bail for rioters. Nationwide, bail funds have received tens of millions of dollars in donations in recent months. These organized groups have no interest in demonstrating peacefully. They're showing up intending to commit violence. In Portland, Oregon, rioters come to the Portland courthouse armed with fireworks, Molotov cocktails, a circular saw, crowbars, rocks, frozen water bottles, and spikes. All instruments for conducting offensive actions. The Riot Kitchen was a leftist collective with its origins in the Chop Zone. It was picked up by the cops in Kenosha with a supposed food truck full of war-fighting equipment, canned gasoline, and firework explosives. There was also a U-Haul truck incident in Kentucky. Like the 1995 Oklahoma City bomber, they seemed to like trucks. And now there's this mysterious truck full of explosives in Philadelphia during its riots. anybody noticing a pattern here? Maybe Antifa is more than just an idea, as FBI Director Christopher Wray described it to Congress. Antifa was snickering when that testimony was going on. It takes money and organization to create a truck bomb. Bigger still when it's a pattern of using trucks to cause mayhem, often filled with explosives. It doesn't actually take dynamite. If you have blasting caps, you got enough to set off propane in a horrific way. These groups thrive when law enforcement is asleep, as appears to be the case with the FBI. Maybe they're being quiet about it, but I haven't seen any arrests or takedowns or busts, or not with a group that has Democratic allies and endorsers in Congress. Assorted Antifa Twitter sites endorse Joe Biden. Philadelphia's Antifa has been quiet in the past month or so and tweets mostly about its tangles and attacks on the Proud Boys. But they recently posted a gif of a puppet called Gritty that interests them against a backdrop of fire. When truck bombs come into the picture, maybe this group should draw more attention from law enforcement. Now the big mystery is, why isn't that happening? As you go about your day, as we go about and we save this country from tyranny, be aware the intimidation is not going to slow down. It's going to increase. And be prepared for that. Be what you are. If you carry a gun, carry the gun. Carry enough spare ammo. And don't be thinking about muggers. You might be facing something altogether different. Plan ahead for that. Plan appropriately. Next time I talk to you, this will all be over. That part anyway. As we will move on. Between now and then, keep your heads up, stay aware, be awake. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.